Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly voted against an agenda item at their most recent assembly meeting that would, if passed, support Senate Bill 17 relating to performing energy audits on certain public and community facilities. Assemblyman Brent Johnson explains what Resolution 2021-022 is.
This piece of legislation, in Section 1, it says that the Assembly hereby supports Senate Bill 17, which, among other actions, authorizes the Alaska Energy Authority to conduct energy audits and public facilities upon request. It also requires the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to perform energy audits for public school buildings every 7 years and sets a target date of 2026 for a state energy policy to have at least 50% of total energy used by the state to come from clean energy sources. The intent is to reach that target date by entering into contracts valued at $100 million to retrofit a variety of public facilities in a manner that will result in a net savings in energy costs within 15 years after completing the retrofits.
Prior to the vote, Assemblyman Ken Carpenter explained why he's voting no.
My thing is, I want to save energy, but it takes a lot of money to save money. So it's going to take a lot of money to set it up, which we don't have. The state is running a giant deficit. We don't know where that's money going to come from, even though they save $100 million or whatever. But it takes a lot of money to set up an energy system. We found that out at Avtec. We ran a bunch of classes, and we learned it takes a lot of money to put a wind tower up to get almost no money. It takes years to get your money back on those type of things. So I need a lot more information on that.
Assemblyman Richard Dirk of Orkin echoed similar sentiment.
I'm opposed to this resolution. This Senate bill has some very broad language in it. First of all, it's asking the state of Alaska to spend $100 million they don't have today while we're operating at over a $1 billion deficit. So I'm going to vote no on that every day.
A final vote on the resolution shows that it did not pass with 5 no votes and 4 yes votes. Alaska veterans will have the opportunity to offer positive or negative input on the Alaska Veterans Affairs Healthcare System's practices and facilities on April 26th. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs issued a press release Monday stating the healthcare system will hold a 90-minute virtual listening session for stakeholders to hear from Alaska veterans and communities the VA serves. The release says it's one of the 50 public virtual listening sessions across the nation from March through June. These sessions are designed to find ways of modernizing the VA by obtaining veterans' perspectives on its healthcare system, services, and programs. Thomas Steinbrunner, director of the Alaska VA healthcare system, was quoted as saying, "We want to hear from veterans and other stakeholders in the communities VA serves and understand their decision for VA healthcare. VA's goal is to collaborate closely with veterans and other stakeholders to build the best VA healthcare system that meets the needs of veterans today and for generations to come." Unquote. The feedback will be used to develop the recommendations the VA submits to the Asset and Infrastructure Review Commission in January of next year. The commission is led by the House Veterans Affairs Committee. The commission also will conduct public hearings as part of their review of the VA's recommendations before submitting its recommendations to the President and Congress for review and approval in 2023. To register for the listening session, you are encouraged to visit the VA website. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.